Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bob Hoffman, and he is the band director in Audubon. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning.
Hey, you are a busy guy along with a lot of other busy people because you have a great presentation coming this Friday and Saturday. It's almost here. So tell us about it.
Oh, well, this Friday and Saturday at 7:30, we're going to be putting on Beauty and the Beast. It's actually Beauty and the Beast Jr. It's a variation on the cartoon movie.
Uh-huh.
And it's designed for younger performers than the original Beauty and the Beast.
I see. Well, one of the questions I have is, and we're going to come back and remind people what time, and I'm sure it's at the high school auditorium, right?
That's right.
Okay. And it looked like to me there's a pretty large cast. Is it bigger than some of the other productions you've had or about the same?
It's about the same. Last one we did was Wizard of Oz, and actually had more people in it. But what we do is we include the entire high school chorus, and then but it is open to auditions from other students. So some other students not in the chorus are in various roles.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned it's not quite what we would see on this movie screen, but so how do you go about doing this? This fascinates me to think about how you would do this when you translate a story like that to a stage.
Well, I saw it on Broadway with a full version,
sure.
And so that gave me some ideas. And there were variations there from the movie, because you can't do with real people what you can do with animation, of
yeah.
course. But they adapted it really well. And then last year I saw I. Cam Manning do it on stage, the same version,
because
I was interested in it. And the costumes are one of the challenges, and we found a company in Fort Dodge that provides us with costumes. And that was a really big advantage.
You bet.
You have to be creative with some of the things like magical transformation and things like that, with lighting effects.
That rose dying in front of you might not happen?
That's right. That was one of the challenges. But it does transform from scene to scene. It changes
uh-huh.
its look.
And the other thing I think about, and of course if people haven't seen Beauty and the Beast, they may not be visualizing this, but much of the action takes place in that huge castle.
Right, and so we have a castle entrance. It looks it's rocks and stone there, and but inside the castle, we just are setting up the different rooms. Like there's a dungeon
uh-huh.
set, there's a Belle's bedroom set, and then there's the master fireplace. So there's a number of sets. So we've had help from different people, like Shauna Molloy, one of the parents of a student, is painting a set for us, and. We had other ones created various ways, so it wasn't just like a one-person job by any means.
Yeah, so you get the whole community involved in this, really.
Yeah, we've had a lot of community help with different props, and like I said, especially with the set painting.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, in terms of, you know, when we see a production, we see those folks out on the stage singing, dancing, doing their thing, but that doesn't happen with a lot of whole crew behind the scenes.
Right, The getting the props collected and costumes here has been a real big challenge. But we have a couple freshman girls, actually, that are running our backstage for us, and they're doing an outstanding job, Rachel Mazinski and McKenna Nielsen. And then we have a good lighting crew, a junior boy, Tristan Schlichty, who's a veteran of a number of shows mm-hmm. already behind the scenes on lights. So those are important parts of this show mm-hmm. when you have to have these fantastical scene changes and stuff
yeah.
like that.
So wouldn't it be interesting to know how what these young people are doing now affects their life in the future? Do you see a theater kind of thing for any of them?
Oh, one big thing, I think, is when kids at a young age get a chance to be in leadership-type roles, you see them develop. Like
uh-huh.
some of the kids now who are leading roles, they had small roles in
sure.
past shows, and you see them develop as leaders and set the standard for others, and I think that translates to no matter what kind of job you have in the future, if you're yeah. learning to deal with other people and as a leader. And there's some of them that I think will participate in these kinds of productions as an adult. Like in Audubon here, we have the Country Players.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of our students who've been in shows here go on to do shows with the Country Players, too.
And, yeah, and no matter where they're at, that is something they could maybe do in their community. So it's a great opportunity for them to do this. And now, in addition to the community people and the students, you also have some other help there from staff at Audubon High School.
Yeah, we have a staff accompanist here, Sue Croker, who plays with the chorus, and actually was the State Fair champion on accordion this year.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and so she's our accompanist, and she does a fabulous job. I think sometimes we almost ignore her because she just does it fairly close to perfect all the time. And so you forget that. It's not a recording. It's Sue playing it right always.
Uh-huh.
So that's a huge benefit for us.
And then you also have the vocal director involved?
Right. Lisa Coder is our vocal director, and this is her first year here. And she brings a great wealth of experience to us, especially I'm not really good at choreography at all. And so we have some really creative stuff happening there, and more than we have had in the last few shows. So that's
fun.
Really nice.
Yeah, fun. So how are the students doing? I know this takes lots of their time, lots of practice and so on. So what are you seeing coming from the students in terms of their personality and what they're saying about the whole production?
Well, the students seemed very excited, and they were excited from the get-go. Like our lead character, Belle, Morgan Malloy, was very excited to get that part because she said, I watched this every day when I was a little kid.
Oh.
And so there's a lot of enthusiasm because of that. And other kids have watched the movie to get a grasp of the character, like the kid who plays Lumiere, the candlestick, hadn't really seen the show much. So after he got cast, he went home and watched it. And he came in then with the French accent right away. So they were very enthused. And that just goes all the way through. The girl doing Mrs. Potts, too, just really was excited to do that part because she's seen the movie so many times.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that's really cool about doing the Disney thing, because some of the big old-time musicals, kids don't know them so well. But lots of kids knew this one or got a recording right away and watched
mm-hmm.
it.
And, you know, I'm hoping most people listening have some clue about Beauty and the Beast, because you were talking about Mrs. Potts and so on, the china and the silverware come to life and the clock and all those kinds of things. And it, in some ways, it's a typical story, you know, with all of the what's going to happen here, but comes out nice at the end.
Yeah, and some of those costumes, like we talked about earlier,
yes.
with bringing things to life, animated characters, it's really neat, the costumes that we have that you can see, you know, a knife and a fork and all those kinds of things. But I do think lots of people will be familiar with this show.
Yes, I do too.
Watching it with their kids, grandkids, or when they were kids.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And it has great music, of course.
Yeah, and there's the big numbers like Be Our Guest, Beauty and the Beast are the ones that most people know. But there are at least two added songs in this show that weren't in the movie.
Uh-huh.
They were written for the movie, but they got cut to fit it into the time frame that Disney wanted. But they're back in this musical, and they were back in the stage play of Beauty and the Beast on Broadway as well.
Okay. So, well, that's fun to know that, hey, we may know the story, but we're going to maybe see some things we haven't seen before.
Oh, yeah, it'll be interesting for people to hear a song they haven't heard
yes.
before. And because a couple of them are very touching songs that actually help you understand the characters better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, one of the things we haven't talked about, Bob, I'm guessing that there is a fee at the door.
Oh, yeah, it's $5 for adults and $3 for students.
Okay.
And it's at the door. There's no advance ticket sales.
All right. And it is this Friday and Saturday, the 7th and the 8th, yeah, both times, both nights at 7:30.
That's correct. At
okay.
Audubon High School Auditorium.
Okay. So you're certainly inviting folks to come and participate. It just should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I think we'll get a great crowd on this. But we have a large auditorium, so we'll have space for everybody. And it's always fun to perform in front of a large audience. We've had really great turnout here in the past for our shows, and I think this one will appeal to a lot of people.
Okay, now, Bob, this is the fall production. Do you do another big production in the spring?
No, there's not a spring play as such. We do something called Wintertainment.
Okay.
Our speech department here at Audubon is very large for a school of our size, and so we have a lot of events go to State Large Group Speech, and so those they perform like a one-act play,
okay.
Reader's Theater, choral reading, and that. And that's usually in February here.
All right. But for right now, this Friday and Saturday, November 7th and 8th, you can get yourself to the Audubon High School Auditorium before 7:30 to see Beauty and the Beast. And we want to thank you very much, Bob Hoffman, who is the band director, for visiting with us this morning.
Well, thank you.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Music can change the world because it can change people.